It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to our show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. Today we're speaking with Dr. David Brown, who is a neurohospitalist and the medical director of Hogue's stroke program. Welcome, Dr. Brown.
Thanks so much.
I'd like to start with the Stroke Neurology Receiving Center designation that Hogue received this year. Maybe you can explain that designation to us.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Hogue is one of the specialized comprehensive stroke centers in Orange County where you'll be brought to directly if you call 911 with stroke symptoms.
Okay.
At Hogue, we have stroke-trained neurologists available 24 hours a day, as well as interventional neuroradiologists to perform the intra-arterial procedures. We have neurosurgeons available 24 hours a day. And the latest protocols, which are evidence-based, our cutting-edge neuroimaging allows us to quickly and non-invasively see the brain, the blocked-off blood vessel, as well as the part of the brain not receiving sufficient blood. We care for our patients in the stroke unit with stroke-trained nurses or in the neurosciences intensive care unit. We also participate in nationally funded research and collect our own data on outcomes to aid in our process of continual improvement.
That's fantastic. So all you need to know as a patient, if you're in the Newport area, is to dial 911 and let Hogue take care of the rest.
That's right. And, you know, that's really a unique system within the whole country. I, as well as other stroke specialists in the county, worked with county EMS officials to get this organized around these comprehensive level centers. Even in the best of centers around the country, you'll only get a primary stroke center triage system where people can deliver IV TPA or tissue plasminogen activator, which is a clot-busting medicine, and do a basic CAT scan, and then transfer to a higher level of care, such as a comprehensive stroke center. So this is a really unique system in the country.
That's fantastic because, you know, I hate to say it, but things can happen during a transfer that are unfortunate.
That's right. And I think the most important thing about that, because certainly there are some systems that work very well that way, but the key is time. You need to get to the treatment as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In stroke, we like to say time is brain, because we know every minute that ticks by, millions of brain cells can be dying. So we don't just try to treat patients within time limits, but we try to treat them as soon as possible. And I think that leads to much better outcomes in the long run.
So if you think you're experiencing a stroke, remember the words, time is brain, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about Hogue's Rapid Response Stroke Team. How is it unique from other hospitals?
Sure. Well, at Hogue, we treat patients having a stroke while in the hospital the same as if they presented to the emergency department. It may surprise you to know that this is rare across the country.
Really?
We have a rapid response team at Hogue that responds to all in-house emergencies, but we have given them special training to recognize stroke symptoms and to quickly activate our acute stroke protocol and stroke team, which will lead to appropriate and timely treatment of that stroke patient.
Again, time is brain. If you can get it done right there on the spot with a nurse picking out some of these symptoms, you're well ahead of the game. Let's discuss your role as a neurohospitalist and the importance of having neurohospitalists on staff at all hospitals.
Sure. It's actually a little unusual. We developed one of the first neurohospitalist programs in the country 6 years ago. And what a neurohospitalist is, just to be clear, it's a neurologist who's dedicated to hospital-based neurology patients and who specializes in neurological emergencies such as stroke and seizures and is prepared to quickly treat the sickest neurology patients. And by doing so, we think it results in improved patient outcomes.
So in other words, you're right there, based in the hospital, and you're on the spot and on the scene, and can rather than sending somebody to a specialist, you're right there and you can deal with it on the spot.
That's right. I mean, in most cases, you would just be seen by a medical doctor in the hospital, if you're even lucky enough to have a hospitalist medical program at your hospital, and then eventually the neurologist would be consulted. And, it can be a significant delay before you're seen. So this alleviates that and can really help the patient do better.
This is awesome because you have both the specially trained nurses and neurohospitalists on the scene. I mean, it really is the best case scenario if you're going to have a development while in the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. I think you really need to work as a team to have the types of outcomes that we're dedicated to achieving.
Hoag's state-of-the-art stroke unit is really truly a wonderful place to go if you're a patient. Can you tell us a bit about your specialty trained nursing staff and the Neurosciences Institute?
Sure. We have a dedicated 12-bed stroke unit that's staffed by stroke-trained nurses and staff. There we follow evidence-based protocols that are frequently updated as new research progresses. Mm-hmm. The patients are continuously monitored, including their clinical status, blood pressure, and oxygenation. And we work collaboratively with neurohospitalists, stroke nurse practitioners, stroke nurses, stroke program coordinators, nursing educators, physical, occupational, and speech therapists, as well as case managers and social workers. We actually round together with the patients and their families, and we're very open about the process so the patient really sees the interaction and how that's done. By working in this way, we ensure we have a patient-centered program that results in the best experience and outcome for our patients. And to ensure this, we also collect data to aid in our continual process improvement and ensure that we are achieving world-class outcomes.
And what do you do with the data then?
Well, we look at it in many ways. So we analyze that data, and we actually put the data into some national databases so we can compare ourselves to other stroke centers. And
okay.
When we look at that, we're in the top 5% nationally.
Oh, that's
but we
fantastic.
Also collect things in addition to that. We actually call the patients at 30 and 90 days to see if they've returned to their full level of functioning, and we use something called a modified Rankin scale, which is a functional scale, mm-hmm. to assess that. So we have a very deep data pool for publications and for continually trying to improve our process so we get better and better and better.
Follow-up is key. Now, something I've been curious about, the IMS-3 clinical trial. Why is it important to Hoag and the community?
Well, I think this is a fantastic thing that we've done in the last year. We are actively involved in clinical research to stay on the cutting edge of practice and also to provide the most opportunities for our patients. The IMS-3 trial is a National Institute of Health-funded study comparing clinical outcomes of patients that receive IV-tPA, or the clot-busting drug, to those that receive the combination of intravenous and intra-arterial tPA, mm-hmm. and clot removal, like using the Penumbra device, at the site of obstruction to the brain. In my opinion, it's one of the most important and promising trials in stroke research at this time, and I'm very pleased that we can offer it to our patients who qualify.
Well, so are we. Again, let's go over the symptoms of stroke so people are clear on them. I'll give the first few and then I'll let you finish out. Sudden dizziness, loss of balance, lack of coordination, difficulty speaking, difficulty articulating your thoughts, difficulty moving your arms and legs, and then I'll let you get into the numbing and paralysis part.
Sure. I mean, that, I think you already stated it really well. The weakness and the numbness typically involving face, arm, and leg on one side of the body, although it can be both. And really, any sudden onset of disability that you have is likely a stroke, and you need to call 911. We actually teach people the FAST mnemonic that I think is kind of helpful, mm-hmm. where F stands for face. You okay. ask the person to smile. Does one side of the face droop? A is arms. Ask the person to raise both arms. Does one drift downward? Speech. Ask the person to repeat a simple sentence. Are the words slurred? Can he or she repeat the sentence correctly? And time. If the person shows any of these symptoms, time is important. Act fast. Call 911. Brain cells are dying.
Also, blurry vision, double vision. You might not think it's anything. You might think it's, you know, something that you got caught in your eye. It might be a stroke. Violent headache, followed by acute facial pain and neck stiffness. A lot of people have real, real stiff necks all the time and can't differentiate that from a stroke.
You're absolutely right. And I think the key to that is the sudden onset of those type of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something out of the ordinary that you hadn't had. But the number one, people don't get the appropriate or best treatments is that they don't get to the hospital soon enough. So they need to know these things and overcome that natural denial that we all have when we start feeling bad, and to call 911 so we can get to the hospital and get the appropriate treatments.
How much effect does having a positive outlook have on a patient's success?
A lot to do with a patient's success, because even in cases where we're successful in breaking up clots, where someone still has a residual stroke, or especially if they weren't able to get some of these therapies and do have a larger stroke, rehabilitation is key. After someone has a stroke, the brain starts to reorganize, and we can facilitate that by all the therapies that we offer the patients. But Really, a lot of it's up to the patient at that point. So people who have a positive attitude and work hard and generally get more out of that process and end up better than they would otherwise. But I think we can help to encourage that by having patients in a certain setting and having lots of people dedicated to helping them. I think that really helps with that process.
Right. Support from family and friends can play a crucial
Absolutely.
Role. Well, I got to tell you, we're out of time, but it's been wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown, for being with us today.
Thanks again.
It's a total pleasure to have you on the show. We're talking about Hoag's stroke program. And remember, you can always listen to the podcast of this show at hoaghospital.org 24 hours a day and on demand in case you miss something or just want to hear it again or want to share it with somebody. Download it anytime onto your iPhones, your Shuffles, your iPods. Give this valuable information to your friends so they can listen to it whenever they have the time. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It's very much a pleasure to be here with you. And please stay tuned. There's much, much more to come.